Members of the House Government Operations Committee did not welcome their second look at the unicameral proposal with open arms. DFLers complained that the bill is receiving extraordinary treatment under the protection of its author, Speaker Steve Swigum of Kenyon. Swigum defended the move, saying he made no attempts to cajole or strong-arm committee members to support the bill, but felt he should push it forward out of courtesy to the governor.
Because I think it's appropriate to give Governor Ventura on his marquee issue of the legislative session, an issue that I personally passionately believe in, the idea of a single house legislature, one more chance in this session.
Swigum also pointed to poll results showing a majority of the public welcomes the chance to vote on the proposal in November. But DSL Representative Phyllis Kahn of Minneapolis challenged that statement, saying voters would likely welcome the chance to vote on tax cuts, education, or anything else.
You'll get this huge percentage saying yes. Don't you think that that's just a question that's posed in a way that everyone just says yes to it?
That may be the case, Swigum responded, but unicameral is unique in that it poses a conflict of interest for legislators to vote themselves out of a job. Republican Mike Oskopf of Lake City initially seemed hostile to the concept.
You know, of all of the ideas out of the Ventura administration, the unicameral legislature may be the dumbest.
But Oskopf agreed with Swigum that voters, not legislators, should decide any initiative that affects the way legislators do their work.
But what makes it extraordinary and what makes it worthy of extraordinary treatment is that it's a terms of employment issue. And that's the only reason I have consistently supported putting it on the ballot.
The committee narrowly rejected an amendment that would have required the Secretary of State's office to develop a voter guide. Members then approved the unicameral proposal 13 to 10. Swigum says it must now move through the Rules Committee to the House floor, where he hopes to see a vote possibly next week. While 2 weeks ago, Swigum was angry at Ventura over his veto of the Woman's Right to Know abortion bill and declared the unicameral issue dead, Swigum says Ventura's overtures to House members at his home last week were well received and instrumental in reviving the unicameral bill.
And he's maybe taught us that we can be a little bit bold and not connect issues, not link issues or link things together. You know, that's kind of the good old boys politics of the past. And I compliment the governor on doing that. And in this case, this issue, this vote, is not linked to anything at all. And I say that very proudly.
Ventura tried to work some friendly persuasion on the unicameral among senators at a similar gathering, but admitted that they were not a very receptive audience.
You know, there's not a lot of Senate support for unicameral, but I think I challenged them in saying, won't the best win?
Senate Majority Leader Roger Moe says he was unpersuaded.
I guess you'd have to ask others whether or not their minds were changed. I personally am opposed to it. I think he knows that, and that's not going to change.
Some legislators say their opposition stems from fears that under a unicameral legislature, power would be even more concentrated in the hands of leaders and committee chairs than it is now. Still, House Speaker Steve Swigum remains upbeat. He says he believes passionately in the unicameral concept and thinks many legislators will feel compelled to support it on the House floor. At the Capitol, I'm Amy Radel, Minnesota Public Radio.